Blog Talk Radio.
I got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you nothing. It's the same pretty face but a brand new smile. Same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making big moves. See if love found me, it can surely find you. See it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Total Empowerment. I am your host, honored to be here today. Angela Hardy, owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, where finally it's all about you. My personal mission is to enhance beauty both inside and out. Woo! I'm excited to be here today. We have a hot topic for our first topic of discussion. We're going to start off talking about beauty. What is this thing called beauty? What does it mean to you? How did it start? Where did it come from? Is it a cultural thing? Is it something that we were taught? Is it something that we learned on our own? What is beauty? Is it really that cliche that beauty starts on the inside? I want to hear from you. I want to know what you're thinking. I want to tell you what I'm thinking. And in the process, we're going to grow together. Total empowerment. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning in. I have two beautiful ladies joining in with me today. We have Tiffany Griffin, who I'll pull up a little later, and I have Danielle Baker, who I'll also pull in a little later. These ladies know about beauty. We're going to tell you how they know about beauty in a bit. So I did a poll. I went around and I asked people, tell me something. What is beauty to you? And I asked even more specific questions. I asked people, what does it mean for one to be beautiful on the inside and out? And I got some good answers. You know, I got some answers, some answers that I thought people would say. You know, they said the right answer. But then I got some real answers. I got some answers from some people who say, you know, beauty doesn't always feel good if it starts from the inside out. Because sometimes beautiful people have to be harsh people. They have to be the ones to tell you the truth. Because beauty is truth. I found that to be quite interesting. Beauty is truth. See, we're going deeper than just looks when we talk about beauty. No, ladies and gentlemen, beauty is so much deeper than looks, physical appearance. And you know, as you get older and things happen, you start to lose that anyway. Do you lose your beauty? What is beauty? Tiffany, can you hear me, Tiffany? Are you there? Miss Griffin, Tiffany, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Welcome, Tiffany Griffin. Why don't you tell people who you are?
Tiffany Griffin, the owner of Curvaceous Photography. And the purpose of my curvaceous photography is to celebrate every woman. Because myself, I went through different phases. I went through the awkward phase in junior high school. I went through not knowing where I fit in high school. And just overall in life, trying to figure out where do I fit in this whole scheme of what's considered, you know, average beauty, you know, really beauty, society's acceptance of beauty. And then I learned, as you say, through life lessons, that it has nothing to do with anyone else's opinion. It's all about how you love yourself and love yourself in whatever moment you're in at that time and celebrating it. And that's what.
So Tiffany, a photography business where you focus on curvaceous women. Did I say all that correctly?
Yes.
Curvaceous
and when
women,
I say
right?
Curvaceous, yes, it initially started out as focusing on just curvaceous women because I used to be 400 pounds myself. And
did you find
it helps
yourself
when someone else
beautiful at that time?
Absolutely not. And it didn't have anything to do with the size that I was, is what I learned. It had to do with how I felt about myself, things that I was dealing with, having low self-esteem, having codependency issues, and trying to fill an emptiness with food, which led to the 400 pounds.
So, Tiffany, well, that's interesting. Thank you for being transparent and sharing that about yourself. I must ask, you know, being behind the camera, know their self-worth, know their beauty, who can put on a smile, but then I'm sure you have people who you have to bring those smiles out of. Is that something you experience, that the beauty, is it true that the beauty shines through the eyes? You know, I've always heard you can see beauty through a person's eyes. It's not just their smile. Is that true as a photographer? Is that how you see beauty? Is that how you perceive beauty from your clients?
But oddly enough, I would say 90% of my clients are actually not the ones who would normally get in front of a camera. I actually have more young ladies that they come to me when they find out that I have been able to deal with ladies who are very self-conscious about, you know, most of women, the stomach or the thighs or any part of themselves that they consider it an imperfection. And I show them the beauty that's in that imperfection and how to capture it in a way that flatters them and complements their personality. I tell them all the physical stuff is an accessory to the beauty of their personality. And yes, I love the eyes. That is my favorite thing to photograph, is capturing a very up close photo and capturing that light. I call it the light of God that shines through their eyes.
Wow. Now I ask a question, and just to remind you guys what we do. We post questions on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook at Angela Beard Hardy. I'll be posting questions. And just for entering and answering your question, we enter you into a raffle to win a $100 gift certificate for Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa. So I'll ask the question. You know, I said, do you believe that beauty, the perception of beauty, was taught or instilled in you? I don't know if some people say, well, taught or instilled. You know, first thing you got to do is break down what that means. What does it mean for something to be taught to you versus instilled? Some people thought that it was the same thing. Some people thought that teaching was words. It was verbal. It would say you do this, this, and this. You look for this. But instilling was watching action. And, you know, most of the people that I asked, well, they felt that beauty was instilled in them. So going back to you, Tiffany, dealing with people who don't necessarily say they are beautiful all the time, or those people who may not meet the quote-unquote status of what someone else may call beauty, do you think that was taught to them or instilled in them? Where did they get that perception from?
A lot of times we get it from experiences with other people, because we begin to put we put a high value on what other people think about us, especially once you start reaching, you know, for most women, they reach that age when they start having an interest in, you know, they start having love interest. And so they definitely want the person that they have a crush on or the person that they like to see them a certain way. And when someone that they like doesn't return that affection or doesn't have the same feelings or attack in a way, for whatever their reasons are, it begins to break away at whatever feelings that they initially had for themselves. And if it happens enough times, it leaves damage. And sometimes we get caught, if we get stuck in the crack of that damage, and we don't know how to get out of there.
Wow. Well, you know, having that compassion that I hear in your voice, Ms. Griffin, and the understanding that, you know, the understanding of the challenges in the societal view of beauty. You must bring out some beautiful photos. Why don't you tell the people how they can get in touch with you? I'm not asking you to go anywhere, but for someone who says, you know what, I really want to take some pictures, I really hear how she takes the time and pull that smile out of me, how do I reach you? How do they reach you?
They can actually go through the website, which is www.curvaceous, and it's C-U-R-V as in Victor, A-C-E-O-U-S, photography.com. They can also reach me through my email address, which is Lady Photography, and that's spelled L-A-D-I-E, photography, at gmail.com. And they can also give me a call, 290555.
You know,
I would love
a question
to hear from
you,
everyone.
Great. I have a question. We're going to repeat that information a little later, so if you missed it, stay tuned. You will get the information again of how to get in touch with Ms. Tiffany Griffin of Curvaceous Photography. You know, I have a question for you. The same way that inner beauty can shine when it's when it's more inward than outward, does that work in a reverse way on the camera? Like, if I have a stink attitude, but I'm just pretty as can be, does that show on camera sometimes? That may be a
for me, it shows every time. It's not. Actually, that's one of the things I use when I'm speaking with young ladies who are a little apprehensive, is that I'm capturing your personality. And I'm capturing how you feel. And I'm capturing what's going on with you. All of that comes across. When you see a photo and it looks like the person is really in deep thought, chances are there is something going on. There is a deep thought going on. So you could be what society considers the most gorgeous person in the world, and you have hundreds of men following you. But if you have a stink attitude and I photograph you, it shows. You go, oh, she's a very pretty lady, but, you know, you know, and that's when people start making the comments. She seemed like she would be this. She seemed like she would be that. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're feeling, whatever your personality is, it definitely comes across on the camera.
I hear you. I hear you. I see we have another call. I'm going to take this call and see what they're talking about. And we're also going to speak to the Danielle Baker. We'll be speaking to the Danielle Baker of Girls Glam soon. So let's see what this call is speaking about. And again, I am honored to be here. Thank you for tuning in to Total Empowerment with your host, Angela Hardy, owner and operator of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, where finally it's all about you. You can call us so that we can help you at 410-483-WELL. That's 410-483-9355. Let's see what this caller is speaking about. Hello, caller, you're on the air. How may we help you? Caller?
Hi.
Hi, you can't hear you. Yeah, who am I speaking with? Now, y'all know y'all can't call in with these Bluetooths. It's only a half an hour show, y'all. Come on.
No, this is Anissa. I tried to join and listen in online, but I think I needed, apparently I needed to dial in, so I wasn't prepared to speak, but hey.
Well, you're here now, Miss Anissa, and you saved me a trip because, Miss Anissa, you have won the gift certificate to Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa for your response. And since you're on the call with us, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
And since you're on the call with us, I'm going to ask a question that you responded to. We're calling it the people poll question. I want to ask the question, Ms. Anissa, and I want you to either tell me your answer, paraphrase your answer, but let's hear that winning answer as to the question was asked. How important is it for you for others to find you beautiful?
Okay. So my response to that question was that for me, it all goes back to the law of attraction. And that's something that as an entrepreneur, I am really focusing on right now. So not only do I like to view myself beautiful physically, but spiritually as well. So I need for my inner beauty to be in sync with the outer beauty. And, you know, as a result, then I will give off a certain energy and in return attract the same energy that I give off. I try, you know, to not surround myself with anything negative and be a solution-driven person. And so those are the same type of vibes that I want to be attracted to me as well.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in. You can give me a call directly for your gift certificate. Call Simple Wellness at 410-483-9355. And you can tune in on the internet at blogtalkradio.com/Family Healing Circle. So, Anissa, I thank you. And I hope you'll tune in with the other part of the show, the second half of the show.
So should I hang up or listen?
I'm
going to
hang up on you now, girl. Thank you,
okay.
Beautiful.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, beautiful. Have a wonderful day. Okay. Well, we had Ms. Baker holding for a while. And, you know, I'm going to bring her in. But as I bring her in, as I bring in Ms. Baker, Tiffany, something you mentioned before I introduce Ms. Baker or bring her in, something you mentioned was that you didn't feel beautiful at one point in your life. And, you know, that probably goes back deeper or further back than maybe you know or we know. But, you know, I bet sometimes it can go back to childhood. And this lady that I'm going to bring in now works with young girls. She works with my daughters in her camp. I love her camp. But she worked with young girls to instill beauty. And, you know, the one thing that I guess I would proudly say is that she works with their beauty inside and out. So, Miss Danielle, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, D. Danielle Baker. Tell them who you are and your company.
Yes, my name is Danielle Baker. I'm the owner of Girls Glam Fashion and Modeling Program as well as Signature Ink Models.
And that, say it again, is it Girls Glam and Signature?
Yes, so Girls Glam is a fashion and modeling program for young girls. And then Signature Ink Models kind of start from teens on up for adults.
Okay.
And I develop and market models of all shapes, sizes, heights, and cultures.
So, Dan, let me ask you something, because one may look at what you do and see that it's more that you're working on. It's that pretty face. It's that tall, skinny or slender, long hair young lady. But I know firsthand that you do more than that. Tell the audience and tell us, how do you or why do you focus on beauty, not just outwardly, but why do you focus on it inwardly for the girls? Of what age group should they start at?
We start at ages 5. And I truly believe that it starts with the child age. You know, it goes back to train up a child. It goes back to, you know, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. The most important thing is, you know, what people feel about their self, that self-worth, the confidence level being built. So that's what we really, really kind of concentrate on, is that inner beauty first. Because a lot of times when you're growing up, you may not be uplifted all the time with those encouraging words. You know, people may concentrate more on your flaws than things that could be an asset for you. And when it comes to the kids, it's so important that, number one, they know that they are important. They know that they are beautiful. We're all made in a different. We all have some type of uniqueness about us. We have to see what that uniqueness is and embrace it. That is so important. When I started my business, I started it on we're all fearfully and wonderfully made. We have to accept how we were created. We have to look at ourselves and find out what is unique about us. What is it that I can, you know, portray as far as my assets? And it all starts with the inside. Because you may see somebody on the outside, like one of the things that you guys pointed on a little earlier, somebody can be all the way gorgeous, but they can have a really bad attitude, and that changes the whole look of that person.
I definitely agree with that.
Yes, it does.
Tiffany, you wanted to chime in on that?
I was saying, it definitely does. And I love the fact that Danielle says she starts with them when they're very young at 5, because what you touched on, Angela, is that, yes, it does go – it goes all the way back to the childhood. It goes all the way back for the upbringing And it could involve more than just not just getting uplifting, encouraging in words or in people pointing out your flaws, but it could also things could be going on in the home where as a child you get lost because, you know, adults don't they haven't learned how to deal with their things. So the children get lost, so you're not getting any guidance at all. Which is just bad. So, you know, I like to deal with a lot of kids to show them that adults sometimes they make mistakes and they don't mean to, but we don't have to pay for that. This is we have to forge our own now, and it definitely starts all the way down. And child, if you can get them as early as they know what's going on, it works.
Absolutely.
You know, ladies, I go back to these questions that I ask people. I took the time and said, and Danielle, I actually want you to answer this question for me. What is your earliest memory of beauty? Because when I sat down with myself and thought about my earliest memory of beauty, you know what? My earliest memory of beauty wasn't myself. It wasn't another person. It was actually, and y'all gonna laugh at me, but it was actually an Irish setter, my dog, named Cindy. I thought she was so beautiful because she had this pretty red coat of hair that was shiny and healthy. So for me, that's where I saw beauty. I later started to see beauty in nature, in flowers. You know, that's where I saw beauty. It was years later before I looked in the mirror. Not that I ever thought I wasn't beautiful, but before I looked in the mirror and said, you know what, you got it going on, girl. You know, that confidence. It's a difference between saying, well, I ain't too bad looking, I'm all right. But it's a difference to know and to look in that mirror and say, you got it going on. But you know, when I started to feel that way, ladies, it was when I started to work on beauty inside first. Being a hairstylist and a hair loss specialist, I see women come in my chair all the time. Some are broken, some are proud. Some are faking, and you can feel the faking, you know. But once you start to dig into who you are as a person and sit with yourself as a person, you start to get that inward beauty, and it shines so bright. You definitely got it going on. And it's not it's not cockiness. It's confidence. Would you agree?
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you when it comes to, you know, confidence and self-esteem. A lot of people don't realize that self-esteem is something, it's called self-esteem because it has to come from within yourself. You can't get esteem from somewhere else. It literally has to come from you. You know, as far as the question that you had, my earliest memory of beauty, I would have to say I was probably around 5 or 6 years old, and I can think back that far because that's when I started to get into modeling and everything. And I just remember watching TV, and it was just a beauty pageant on TV. And I was just like, wow, gorgeous. The gowns are beautiful. You know, they hold themselves so well. It's just an aura about them. You know, my mom used to kind of translate it. You know, they're pretty, they're beautiful, they're doing this, they're doing that. And I kind of wanted that for myself. And I used to dress up, I'll put on my mom's dresses, all kinds of things to make me feel like, oh, well, if I could do this, I'll be beautiful. This is what's going to make me beautiful. And I mean, and it was so ironic that, you know, my mom started to get me in pageants. I won my first pageant at 8 and my second pageant at 15. But guess what? I still didn't feel all the way beautiful. I thought me getting the gown and the crown and, oh, I thought I should have been beautiful. I'm supposed to be beautiful. But it was something I had to be developed in myself. And, you know, in school, I was kind of like a misfit. I didn't really understand what was going on back then. A lot of people would cling to me. I would start little, you know, different things and different activities. But it's like I never really fit in with a lot of people. And, you know, as I grew and became into who I was and really found out my uniqueness, that's when I really started to realize, oh, wow, this is bigger than what I thought it was. I am beautiful. Once I gained that confidence, I don't need a gown now. You know what I mean? I don't need the clothes to actually feel beautiful about myself. I can get up in the morning and say, oh, I look good today. Oh, I like this. You know, even on a bad hair day, I still feel beautiful. You know,
and you can take those
experiences.
I was just gonna say you can take your life experiences and help those little girls avoid what you went through.
Absolutely.
Because you can kind of say, you know what, I see the beauty in you. I know my daughter Kendall. You guys had a talent show every day. I said, what? Every morning there was a talent show because what I got from it, Danielle, was that you wanted them to know that they all have talent and you wanted them to have
that
confidence. But before we get back into our conversation, Danielle, give the people how to get in contact with you. I'm telling you all, if you have a young daughter and you're looking to just have good people, have her surrounded by good people, Girls Glam is a great camp. Can you give them the information on that?
Absolutely. You can go on our website. It's www.girlsglam.com. That's girls with the S. Girlsglam.com. We're on Facebook under Girls Glam page, Girls Glam Shot on Instagram. You can contact us at 443-432-9463. Again, that's 443-432-9463. Any hashtags under Girls Glam, you can find us.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Tiffany, if you'll give your number out one more time, we're getting close to the end of the show. And I just want to make sure that people can get in contact with you, ladies.
Yes, you can call me at 443-629-0555. You can also reach me on Facebook as well at Curvaceous Photography, as well as Photography by Tiffany Griffin.
And Tiffany, that number one more time. You want to go fast forward.
Oh, I'm sorry. 443-629-0555.
Okay, thank you, ladies. Well, I'm going to tell you, I asked a trick question. Before we get off the air, I asked a trick question. Do you feel that beautiful people are granted more opportunities? And, you know, most everybody said, yeah, definitely, more opportunities. But a lot of people said it with a negative connotation. And I must say, I feel that beautiful people are granted more opportunities because they are creating them for themselves. If you're beautiful from the inside out, you have the confidence, you have the faith, you have the love, which equals the law of reciprocation. You have the karma. You have whatever you want to call it. You have God inside it. So whatever you want to call it, you're creating those opportunities. So for me, that question wasn't necessarily a negative thing to say, oh, she's pretty, she can get that job. No. That pretty person from the inside, she's creating opportunities, whether it's the mental capacity, whether it's the way that she treats people. So, you know, we can look at this question in two ways, but I like to say that definitely beautiful people are granted more opportunities. Ladies, I thank you. I hope you have a wonderful day. And
thank you so much. Awesome job tonight.
Thank you.
It was wonderful being on here with you, Danielle.
Same here. I look forward. I'm gonna reach out to you.
All right, ladies. I'm dropping y'all call. Y'all talking too much now. Talk to y'all later.
Bye-bye.
just wanted to do a housekeeping tip as the clock is going down. I just want to say tune into this show next week. Where relationship readiness will be discussed on the relationship show with Reverend Harvey Bailey and Reverend Arlene. That's the Family Healing Circle, so we talk about everything. You've been listening to the Total Empowerment Talk Radio, my first show, y'all, where beauty is enhanced both inside and out. I'm Angela Hardy saying love yourself, let go and let God, and please stay out of your own way. Life is good, y'all. Take care.
Got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you're wondering about it, tell you nothing, it's the same pretty face, but a brand new